I went to like the nicest guy I've ever met, and he was just so excited about everything I was doing. And that was the one guy who was like, hey, you can leave a Google review with me. And but also I think he was crazy high too. So I was like, we'll see. He's like, I can get my roommates too. Also, I'm like, oh, sure, try.
You're like, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It is wild when people get excited about what you do.
Yeah. But he was also just like, he was having the best day. He was just there painting Rick and Morty paintings. And like, they look good. And I was like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's just probably high on his day off.
Just, yeah. Just having a great day. He's like, oh shit, a mouse.
I got to call the pest guy.
But yeah, he was super excited about everything. Like, one of the nicest people I've actually met.
Yeah, that's so wild because I feel like you're dealing with people in crisis mode.
Some, yeah.
Where they're just like, I need help.
I mean, I had one lady cry to me.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and I was really bummed out by it. Like, it was awful.
Because yeah, what do you do?
Well, and it wasn't just that she was, like, scared of, like, mice or stuff. She was like, they're getting in and peeing on my stuff. And it's like...
It's ruining my life.
Well, no, and also, like, it was, like, her parents' stuff.
Oh,
and
fuck.
She's like, where do you think they're coming in? I'm like... I'm looking. I'm like, I promise you, I will look, and I'll
set traps.
I'm gonna kill some of them for you. It's just weird.
Yeah, that is,
because it is so personal. Because it's your home.
It is your home, and you're entering it, and you see 10 to 15 people a day, probably, right?
Yeah,
on average.
Because I have probably like 15 or more like services I do.
Yeah,
and I would say, maybe like half of them, the people are home. Yeah. Okay, but also yeah. I did a couple of businesses too. So then I see a bunch of people,
but they don't really care.
No.
Like when, if you go into a business, everyone's like, who the fuck is that guy? Mm-hmm. Only one guy knows you're there.
Yeah. And I'm literally going office to office. Cause I have to spray every wall.
Excuse me.
Yep. And there was like, you need me to move? I'm like, no, I'm just going to spray what's open. It's fine. Yeah. Cause also like in an office, it's weird. Cause you only spray like spraying my house would be a nightmare because we have so much stuff everywhere.
Yeah. Cause you only spray the open baseboards, right?
Yep. And like,
which seems like does that work? Only spraying wired? Okay.
Well, yes, but also like they tell, like I'm not supposed to spray anywhere else. But I'm like, there's a spider on the ceiling. And they're like, yeah, eventually we'll come down. I'm like, I guess.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, no, yeah. I've learned.
This is my home. Yeah.
I live here now. Yeah, that is weird. But yeah, you probably see people in all types of emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Yeah, because some are just really happy on there. Then like a lot of people are like, it's been really nice when I'm like, hey, do you have any issues? And like, no, ever since we've been with you guys, like, it's been good.
That's fucking
I'm
sick.
Like, awesome. I'm glad to know like what I'm doing is
actually helping.
And I'm not just like, because it feels like bullshit sometimes. I'm just like if I don't have
any, you just spray and
like
leave.
If I don't have anything specific to do, I just check the bait boxes for like the rodent stuff, and then I just spray the houses. And you just spray around the base, around any eaves, and then like around windows and like doors.
If I did helping,
yeah.
Like,
you're like, is that doing anything?
Yeah, it's
like,
nice.
Is this actually helping?
Yeah.
Because like, you don't see like a bug dying. Like,
no, I mean like sometimes you do. Like when it was box elder bugs.
Oh yeah.
I literally I have to do like 3 coats just because like so many would fall off.
Those are fucking nasty.
Yeah, and that's where everyone's like when that's the issue, I'm just like, yeah, that sucks.
They just suck, but they get in everywhere.
Yeah,
because there's just so many of them.
But they live in the trees, so like you can't do
it. And
anything.
Then in a month they'll be gone.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's just like they literally cluster around like the vents of houses,
because the air or something.
I think so. Like the heat sometimes. So like dryer vents, those and stink bugs and Asian lady beetles. They're just everywhere, and they're just on sides of houses. The real nightmare is cluster flies.
What are those?
They I think you need to be like kind of close to water, and like they were usually in pretty open areas.
Okay.
Like farmhouses. They're a huge cluster of big ass flies, and they like get stuck indoors. And then so you will just have like hundreds of dead ones like under your window.
Oh fuck.
And like there's just all the time. Like if you've ever seen like, I think it's The Exorcist or Poltergeist, where there's like flies like just everywhere in a house. It's like that all the time.
So it's like it's kind of like a modern day horror movie or an apocalypse
like,
type of thing.
Yeah, it feels more like what's the word?
A plague.
Yeah,
yeah,
with
the big wolf plague.
Which is where it's there everywhere.
That's disgusting.
It's awful. Yeah, and they're just dead everywhere.
And they just come in. What makes them do that?
Clusterflies. I don't know as much about yet. It's just like you just spray and you're like it'll lessen it. Like.
Yeah, because you're like, well, I killed half of them.
Yeah,
there's still a.
And, but also, like,
sounds like you got a cluster. Fuck.
Yeah. And like, I guess, like, go grab a broom. Sorry, because like, if I'm spraying inside and there's just dead ones, I don't like take
it.
Them.
It is gross. Yeah, when your window sill just gets filled with that. Because you were saying that one time that window sill was just filled with them.
Well, yeah. Well, that was the one where it came into the bathroom too, where it was horrible.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, because those were drain moths.
Yeah, we talked about that. And those, yeah. That still gives me nightmares. That's
what, that was like my
I didn't even see it. I just heard that.
Second day of the job. I literally walked in. I was like, oh my God. Like with the lady there. She's like,
I'm just going to close this door.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because like, you couldn't even like you had to go in and then close the door behind you.
Oh my God. And you're just like,
Yeah, like today I didn't deal with like really anything.
Yeah, what do you do? Like today was like, and we're approaching wintertime. Happy December.
Yeah.
But like, what do you do when it's gloomy and wet? Like
it,
today
still
was.
I spray because like it wasn't like downpouring.
No, it was like sprinkling. But
yeah, so like it still gets on everything and still stays because our stuff is good for like 90 days, so it gets weathered.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you just do a lot more inside stuff?
I didn't do any inside today. I don't think, which is super nice.
Oh, that is because. When it is like crappy outside and you have to do inside stuff, then you have to be like, oh, I don't want to track. And like,
you wear booties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
you just have some in your car?
I have shoe covers. Yeah. I have a whole box of them.
Smart.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to worry about taking them off or anything.
Yeah, I know some people will just take off their shoes. I'm like, there's no chance I'm doing that in a stranger's home.
There was a few times when I was a carpenter.
Yeah.
And like we would go to like install something and people would be very particular. And it's like, take off your shoes. And you're like, oh.
That's weird.
You're like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take my socks.
Especially like when you've been like that kind of
job working.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, just so you don't track and carry this table. And I'm like, oh God. Hopefully my feet don't stink.
Right. That's another like, thing. Yeah. Because also like then you can get like the sweat footprints through a dirty sock. And that's bad too.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
And you're just like, would have been better if I kept my shoes.
Yeah. This is worse. But when we had our stuff installed in our house, one group wore shoe covers, the other one didn't, and it was very noticeable.
Oh, okay.
Because like our floor was like, oh, shit, we do have to mop now.
Yeah, because
it was work boots, and they were going in and out of the house all day.
If you're walking back and forth, yeah, that's nice that they give you booties and stuff. I never even thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Also, the amount of dog shit you step in.
Oh, just because in people's yards.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, fuck.
That did. I stepped in dog poop a few days ago, and just like the feeling.
Yeah, when you that just, it's like, not ground.
Yeah, when you just like kind of slip on it, and, and you know, I didn't even look at it, and I was like, I knew it.
Yep.
And I was like, God damn it. And then you're just like scraping your foot.
That, and then like I'm in someone's yard, so like, I don't, like, it's weird to scrape shit on their things, but like.
It's their shit.
Yeah.
It'd be funny. I'm just picturing like the guy's working from home and he just sees you outside and then you just go, oh, fuck. Like, you know, just from
just watch me like scrape my
foot. With a stick?
Yeah. I'll spray it with mouse repellent because it's a lot of essential oil, so it doesn't smell bad.
Oh, smart. Yeah. Okay. You just. Yeah, that would suck.
I mean, that sucked at FedEx too.
Yeah. I don't remember ever stepping in poop in FedEx.
I definitely did.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's just because then you're just like, God damn
it. Yeah, you gotta keep moving. And then like, it just smells on you.
And sometimes you're like, why won't you get off? Because it gets like deep in the crevices. Ah, yeah, that is weird. Not to change the subjects.
Yeah.
But on the way over, I was listening to the radio and they were talking about this and I was like, ooh, this is an interesting conversation.
Okay.
If you had to come with a warning label and you had to wear that warning label on you everywhere you went out, what would you say? Like a warning label, like for you.
All right, because I mean, I don't really like if I go out. I'm trying to think of what my because like I think my big issues is that like I'm annoying, but that's just to Izzy. Like
yeah,
like so that wouldn't be my like.
I know,
main
like that's the tough
signal.
Part. I've been thinking about that because I'm like too annoying, but it's like, but I'm not annoying to strangers.
Right? Yeah, because I don't interact with. Because if anything, I get immediately annoyed by people.
Oh, dude, lately every time I leave the house, I'm like. Why'd I leave the house?
Yeah,
I'm just getting really pissed off with everybody.
Because,
like, people driving lately have been just like, Jesus Christ.
And, like, I always talk so much shit in my head about everyone I'm looking at. Like, that is, like, the meanest.
Maybe that's your warning label, boys.
Yeah.
I'm talking shit about you right now.
I'm thinking horrible things about you currently. Because, everyone pisses me off immediately.
I was thinking, I don't know if this is, like, a warning, but, like, maybe just, like, is quiet.
Sure.
I don't know.
I mean, that'd be nice around like if I'm at a group thing and they're not really like my group, I just want to be quiet. Like, and that is like my ideal situation. I'm not mad. I'm not, I don't like, I'm fine. I'm here. It's just, I don't need to add to this situation.
And then, but yeah, it'd be nice if you had a label so then people aren't like, are you okay? Like,
yeah, because that is one of my least favorite things.
And you're just like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah,
just
to the point where like they ask so much and you're like, well, now I'm mad.
Now you're making me pissed off, okay?
And you, this is your fault now. I was fine.
I was having a fine time.
Yeah, I was just enjoying listening.
I was just talking shit about everybody here.
I mean, that's also a big part of it, too. In my head. But like also, that's fine.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that because only you and Jesus hear those thoughts. And that's why you're not going to heaven.
That is interesting that that's what Christians think too, is that like even their thoughts are
even their thoughts.
And that fucking sucks.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to have inappropriate thoughts.
Right. Well, because also like not all thoughts are really yours either. Like,
no, sometimes something just comes in your head and you go, what the
like,
fuck?
Can I like get out? But then you're thinking about
it. Yeah, and then
it
gets stuck in
and
there.
And then it like branches and you're like, fuck.
And it's like, please don't infect anything else. And like, it's like the worst fucking
thing. Don't actually affect my personality now. Like,
and I'm always like, don't fucking say this. It's always like, it's always like the worst thing.
Yeah, and it.
You could be having sometimes I'll be having a great time and say I'm like hanging out with my lady watching a movie and then just the most fucked up thing will enter my mind and I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, you're and just stuck with it.
Yeah, and then I just try to act normal like nothing's going on. You know, it's like, it's tough.
Because nothing is going on.
Nothing's going on. And I'm like, then I can't stop thinking about it.
It's kind of like when you like have a dream about someone you know and they're weird in it and you see them and you're just like, I don't trust you right now.
Yeah, you're like, something's weird about you.
Yeah, and I know I created this situation, but it is
but
real.
They have no idea.
Yeah, and like, people have that with you. Yeah, like, people are also having those thoughts.
Yeah, that is weird. Where they're like, yeah, everyone's judging you, probably.
Yeah, but also they're having their own, like, fucked up random thoughts, too. And then they're just like,
I should probably jump off this bridge.
Yeah. God, that is...
The one guy does it.
Sometimes.
Yeah, a few times.
I hope none of those were that thought.
What do you mean?
Well, like, so like with jumping off a bridge, my biggest one is like, I just want to steer into those giant pillars.
Yeah, dude, all of
it. That's my biggest craving. just the thought, knowing that I'll just move into it.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
It will stop you.
Yeah, like it's not going to, it stays fine.
Because I kind of want to see what would happen.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
That or driving up into the underside of a bridge. Like, if you just like...
Oh, yeah, because it's...
Where, like, you bounce sideways a little bit and just...
Because they wouldn't go...
Yeah.
Or, like, sometimes when there's, like, the trucks with the ramps...
Sure.
And they have it propped open, you go, I could fly up that bad boy. God. And I would go launching, but realistically, you wouldn't.
No, because also those... Probably a lot of those aren't weighted for a car. So, like, when those things are down, you just crush them and just hit the truck. Like, that also might happen.
That would be...
And yeah, just that would ruining be. That guy's day.
And you're just like, ah, man, fuck. I just had a thought, okay? Yeah,
I went with
it. I was listening to Enter Sandman, and then...
Well, that's why I love Sky King. He just had a thought, and he just went with it.
And he just did it. Yeah. And then he became...
Well, he just killed himself.
A suicide hero.
Yeah. One of three.
Yep. Killdozer. Sky God.
Because I tried to listen... Sorry. I needed, like... bounce back because I listened to a book that I thought would be my next suicidal hero.
Oh,
I listened to Into the Wild.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's not a suicide.
It is. He went out and just died.
It was an accident,
kind of,
but he wasn't taking care of himself.
No, but
how was the book? Because I love the movie,
I hated it.
It sucked.
I mean,
it's kind of depressing.
Yeah, the book really focused on because that's where I bet the movie. Because what's the movie like?
The movie's fun. Like, yeah. The movie is kind of like, yeah, I kind of want to do this.
That's what I thought. Because I thought you were a guy who got inspired.
I love
by
that movie. Yeah, because it's just like, he graduated college and then just gave away all of his money, ditched his car, and then just like...
Hitchhiked a little bit.
Yeah, and then just if he needed money, would work at a place for like a weekend.
Yeah, he like worked at a McDonald's for like a month.
Yeah, and then would move on to the next town and he met a lot of people and then...
Because the thing about the book is... So that, like, all those are accounts. You get the accounts of it, but from his perspective, you get very, very little because he barely took notes.
Oh, okay.
So, like...
So it's like, his notes?
No, it's an author going through that, but, like, like, the movie really paints his life and has him speak a lot.
Yes.
The book doesn't.
Makes
sense.
So
the book is a lot of, like, this guy did this and died.
Fuck.
His notes were, like, injured today. Like, that kind of shit.
Yeah, so that the movie had to fill in a lot of blanks, probably.
Yeah, where you get people talking about him, and that's kind of nice, but none of it is inspiring. Because like people are like, damn, yeah, he was the nicest guy, and like he really did it. But also, you get a lot of accounts from Alaskans where you're like, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
and he died
because he had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah, and he like just died like 3 miles from like a thing that would have been like helped him a lot
in his bus.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it's
yeah because he in the movie.
Yes.
He ate the poison berry.
And they do talk about that in the book.
Yeah, because he...
That's what, like, injured him and, like, caused it so he couldn't get...
He
like,
was just sick.
He yeah. couldn't get energy from anything.
And also, in the movie, it is kind of sad because you just see him slowly... His belt gets tighter and tighter because sure. he's getting smaller and smaller.
Because he's not like 60 pounds.
Yeah, and it's just like, Jesus Christ.
God, the book gets into interviews with his parents visiting the bus.
Oh fuck. Yeah,
because also like his parents were like nice people, and he was just like fuck this and ran away and stopped yeah. talking. And like
he literally
he had such a nice family. Yeah,
that's in the movie. Like his sister and his family, they're just like upper middle class yeah. probably, and he just disappeared.
Yeah,
and they're like, what the fuck?
And like that's where I didn't like him. Is he like even like talked a little like. I don't know if he like directly talks shit about them. I think about the idea of that life.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't want to do this. Yeah. But it's like, that, you can't just leave.
No, you have to be a little smarter than that. And also, like, yeah, not be a dickhead. So, yeah, but also.
Yeah, because his parents thought he disappeared because he did. And then he died.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, we found like, the body.
The
and they're like,
fuck?
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But in, also in the book, they talked about other people who did the same thing. Most of them killed themselves.
Oh, shit.
So the book is really about the idea of, yeah, thinking the, we all romanticize doing these things. It doesn't help.
No.
It doesn't fix a thing. And like the guys killing themselves did it in the middle of like a cabin. One like stabbed himself in the heart and the other like blew his head off with a shotgun.
What the fuck?
And like
fuck?
They were just like went out in the woods and like made a little life for themselves and then killed themselves because it wasn't fun.
No, because it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And then you're by yourself 24/7. You
like,
would
yeah,
go
there's
insane.
A reason we went away. Like, we went way too far away from yes. it. We were probably better as a smaller, like, built culture where it's like, we have a farmer.
Villages,
and you
yeah.
use the, yeah. that farmer feeds this area yeah. instead of, like, factory.
Community.
Farming, everything gets sent. Yeah, yeah, where it was a more enclosed thing. But, yeah, like, hunter-gathering by yourself is a horrible way
and
to
And also,
live.
The just the culture shock of, yeah. like, this society ripping the bandit off into, like, 200 years ago, basically.
Right.
Like, you just destroy your phone. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, just your body would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but also 200 years ago, they were taught. They were like,
yeah, they learned
all
how to do
life
it.
Built with this knowledge. So, like, you were from a child gathering food with yeah. your parents. You were like, all of that. You can't just.
Now we're just
it.
Going to Whole Foods and buying yeah. rotisserie chickens.
And the idea of, like, oh, I, like, even if you're a hunter, like, that's still very different than like building shelter and like
yes.
not having electricity to take with that food. Like
and building a fire every day, even when it's raining. What do you do? Yeah, because like hunters, they kill deer, uh-huh. but then like, you know, they'll
bring
take
it back.
They'll take
yeah.
it to like a meat locker and then someone else will cut it up and put it into the pieces. And
well, yeah,
you know what I mean?
But also even if they do butcher themselves, then they put it in a refrigerator.
Yes.
Because they have that. Like, yeah, you need that.
So what do you do if you don't have that?
Yeah.
You have to eat it all right now. It's going to go bad.
Guy of the book's about Alex.
Oh, that sounds right.
Because he changed his name too. So I don't remember which one's which. Might have been Chris is one of them.
Makes you want to watch the movie.
I'm curious about the movie.
You've never seen the movie?
No.
Okay. The movie's really good.
Yeah. He also like, I bet it would be in the movie where he kills like a moose.
I think that's in the movie, yeah.
And then he can't.
And then the meat goes bad.
Yeah, because yeah. it's too
and he,
much.
And he gets so pissed off.
Yeah, yeah, and he like hates himself for killing a moose.
Because he just needed food, but then he's like, I don't know what to do with
yeah.
this. Well, yeah, it's so
like, that is a nightmare.
The soundtrack to Into the Wild, fucking incredible.
Okay, because I can picture the like, I can picture the cover because he's with the bus.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the only images left of the guy. I think that was his last image.
Vince Vaughn's in the movie.
Okay.
I kind of like when Vince Vaughn is just a random character.
We watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith last night. And we're like, hey, Vince Vaughn.
Oh, I forgot because yeah. he's a killer too, right?
Yeah, he's like the friend
yeah,
of Brad Pitt.
Brad
yeah.
Pitt.
God, that movie's great too. But no, we literally had a conversation of where he was like, what do I know him from? I'm like, kind of a lot. And I was like, he's in Jurassic Park 2.
Vince Vaughn is?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't remember that.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers. Because what?
Dodgeball.
Yeah, Anchorman. Because Dodgeball
yeah.
was his
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that's his movie.
Yeah, because she was like, does he run with the Adam Sandler crew? I'm like, no, more so like the Ben Stiller one, which is a weird group of people, too.
Yes. But also, yeah, I don't really know what crew he's in. And like lately, he doesn't do much.
No, because also I think he's artsy because he wrote and directed like to begin with, too.
Oh, okay.
I think Swingers was his big break. That's him and Jon Favreau.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that movie.
Me neither. But I know that was like an early like indie film that did really well.
Okay. And I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I know he was in that weird, which I kind of like it. It's fun. The internship movie about Google with him and Owen Wilson.
Couples retreat.
Where he goes, cool. What does Owen Wilson say? Yeah. What's that? Wow. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's what it is. Yeah. I was trying to think of what his catchphrase is.
Cool?
Cool.
Yeah? No.
I was close. I knew it was one word.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. But you know what else is wow?
What?
The Much Money Podcast. Let's get into it.
Also, like, I've listened to a lot of books recently, like probably like 4 books, but none are really that interesting. The one I'm listening to right now sucks.
Fucking sucks.
It does. But we saw a trailer for the movie that it's based off of.
What is it?
Fuck, I can't remember what it's called. It's a shitty, like, Sydney Sweeney is the main character in the movie.
I just saw the trailer for that yesterday, and it looks bad.
Yeah. And I'm reading the book for it, and it's bad. But I had listened to another book from that author, so that's why I was like, oh, interesting. And that book was fine.
Isn't it? There's
so many books.
There's also so many authors that make a living doing it that, and it's just like, this is nothing.
Yeah, but it's just, they got an audience. Because, yeah, this one is like a horny, it's not even that horny. Like, it's not explicit. It's just like, and then they had sex. And then they'll like kind of like, then you're like, held me in my arms after. And like, it wasn't even like.
Make it a full chapter, okay?
Right. Also, the chapters are not consistent because she says the chapters and all of a sudden, like, I think she jumped from like 33 to 38. Unless I'm just not hearing them.
I mean, you could be distracted with.
I guess, but I'm still like, I'm noticing enough chapters and they're not in like, it's big jumps when I notice them. And that's been weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, because they. Listen to another Stephen King book that was actually pretty good. It was one of his more recent ones.
Oh, yeah, because it is while he's still writing.
Yeah, I think it came out last year. It was, what is it called? Don't Flinch.
Don't Flinch, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you only see, because I'm listening to books, so I don't see the cover every time. So I forget the name of it pretty quick.
Because they don't, it's not like you're listening to Don't Flinch.
By the way, remember.
Use promo code Don't Flinch for ED.
For the Into the Wild one, I did get the notice to switch CDs, which I thought was funny.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. So it's the same. They just, like, they didn't even, like, clean up the audio. It's just the exact
same.
It's just
the exact same rip because of the MP3. It is wild that, back in the day, books on tape and stuff for car rides. And you'd be like, okay.
Yeah, because they were 8 hours long.
Yeah. And now it's just like, back then, they're like, man. I really like this idea of books on tape. I hope it takes off. And now they're like, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. We can put them on everything.
That is true, yeah. But also like...
digital books.
Like it was, I think, 40-something hours.
Jesus
So like
Christ.
A books on tape would be like, it's on like football.
Yeah, that would be, it would be a real book. Because I remember seeing those when I was a kid, a real book of cassette tapes.
Right.
And it was like,
But like if it would, a whole book for like one book, I guess.
You're just like, I hope these are labeled right.
Right. Yeah, that would suck. Especially with Stephen King because he writes out of order all the fucking time.
And you're just like, God, I listen to a half a tape.
Yeah.
And I'm
so
and
that's
three
gonna
tapes
happen.
Ahead. Yeah. Especially if you don't know the story at all. And you're just like, I know the ending.
Yeah, that would suck.
Fuck.
Yeah, new Stephen King. Pretty fucking
good.
Okay,
wow.
Yeah, it was like a serial killer story. Nothing magical in it either. But also, he read like the outro or whatever. And he listed every person that has been killed while protecting abortion rights. Because that was like a little bit of a theme in the book. One lady was like a public speaker. Also had a huge Iowa chunk in it too.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me.
Des Moines in a lot of his books. And
that's so weird.
Like if I could ask him a question, I would ask him like, because this one. Like,
that's where we're from, guys.
Yeah. This one had like Iowa City, Dubuque, because someone was on a tour.
It is
a, like,
so
public speaker and very
so
like
specific
liberal.
Though.
And like
those are big towns for us, but
I think Des Moines been in at least 4. Because I think it had a small reference to it. And I know The Stand had a big reference. They said what happened in it, and then this one had it. I think at least one other one mentions
what
Des Moines.
The heck. Maybe that's just like his go-to Midwest city.
Maybe because like. You'll notice us in media at times as like sometimes a little bit of a joke,
Yeah.
I know, like, I think South Park, no, maybe South Park.
They did an Iowa joke?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Now I can't remember. I think, like, someone made a joke that we're, like, 10 years behind everybody else.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, trends and stuff start on the coast.
And yeah, move your way.
Yeah, work your way in. It is weird, though, when I'm listening to podcasts and they talk about the Midwest. I'm just, like, hoping they say Iowa. And then sometimes they say Ohio, and I'm like, that's not the fucking Midwest, even though I guess it is. But it's like, yeah, that's, but like, not.
Ohio doesn't really belong to anybody.
No.
Because it's not East Coast either.
Yeah, Ohio sucks.
Yeah, Ohio, yeah.
If you're living in Ohio.
I mean, even being, like, going to Ohio, I don't remember much.
That's probably what people think about us, dude.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. What is Ohio's capital?
Oh. Cleveland?
I think you're right.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland's probably better than Des Moines. Like, big, like, size wise, definitely.
I think they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Ohio.
Oh. Right.
And, like, it is, I think it's by the one of the Great Lakes.
Yeah, I think it's on the bottom of one.
So we're landlocked.
That's true.
So maybe Ohio's better. Fuck. But it's not the Midwest, okay?
No, and, like, also, I know Ohio is, like, a meme joke now to kids.
Ohio?
Yeah, I don't get. Like, that's something that makes me feel old.
Well, you know what makes me feel old?
What?
The 6'7".
Yeah, because I think the joke is that it's not a joke. I think, like, part of the joke is that it's stupid and means nothing.
And is it a joke that now we're talking about it? Because, like, and we don't get it?
Maybe. Because they get really excited if anyone says it.
And it's like 6'7".
I think you're supposed to do this too.
Like,
I don't
know
the reference.
I don't know what it is at all, but I'm subscribed to dictionary.com.
Oh.
I get emails.
Is that their newest thing?
2025's word of the year is 6'7".
Who? That's two words.
I know.
And they mean they're numbers.
And they're numbers. So I was like, how is that the word of the year? And that's what it was. And it was like, it's a cultural phenomenon or whatever. Okay. And I was like, am I old?
Yeah,
I was like,
you're not.
I was like, how is that a word of the year?
Yeah.
It's got to be moist, okay? we were pushing that for a while. I think for 2024, we were pushing it.
But we caught it at the end.
Yeah, we caught it.
When we already lost.
After, yeah.
Because you found out mayonnaise was trying to make it.
Yeah.
The moist, or moist, the word of
but
the year.
But yeah, 6'7", at least at dictionary.com, is the word of the year.
Because Skibidi I got.
I still don't get it, but.
Skibidi, it's a dumb video series.
Yeah, yeah.
Where,
but it is weird when you go to Target and there's like a Skibidi toilet game and you're just like, what the fuck is this?
But like, that's what a lot of kids are into.
Is there going to be a 6'7" game?
Probably.
But what is it?
I don't know.
Is it is it someone's height?
Because you do this.
So you're playing with boobs?
I don't think so.
That's how I play with boobs.
Right, yeah, you just weigh them.
Yeah, like the 007
just
flappers.
What?
You know, in GoldenEye when you did slappers only?
Oh, okay.
But I'm just picturing that.
Just smacking tits
But it's like with the hard hand. That's how I play with boobs, guys.
Yeah.
My lady hates. Is that good?
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, because also, that's all being a relationship is after a second, is just pissing them off.
Yeah. I'm getting to the point where I know how to do it, but I'm still nervous.
Sure.
Because I'm just like, I don't want to make her mad.
I've been making her real mad lately because I wake
up. You're married.
Yeah, right. Because I'll just literally just be like, just on her face. Just because I'm bored.
You just start poking her?
Yeah. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Like, we're not doing it. Like, if we're like just hanging out in the morning, I'm just like,
you're like, we're not doing anything.
Yeah. So I'm doing something.
What am I supposed to do? That is wild.
Yeah.
But 6'7", word of the year. Happy December.
Don't like it.
It's wild. We talked about your job at the intro. I thought it'd be fun to talk about my job. Okay. Kind of do a little show and tell.
Ooh, okay.
For my job. So like, I'm like a jack of all trades in my job.
Sure.
Like I'm kind of just
master of none.
Yeah. Filling in everywhere. I haven't been in the shop that much, but my latest project that I did build in the shop is these things called the Hallelujah Ladies. And I'll show you photos.
I can picture them.
Yeah. For people listening at home, they're like wooden sculptures with like crazy hair, but I made three of them.
Oh no, I was not picturing that.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah, they're weird as hell.
Why are their arms so long? Jesus.
Yeah, they're Hallelujah Ladies.
Yeah, that was not what I was picturing. I was picturing something my grandmother had. God, new grandmas are fucking weird.
Yeah, so like.
So what are, what yeah, are so
they're,
us as grandmas?
Their arms are like super long.
I don't like those.
And then like their hair is like this wire.
Robert, I fucking hate those.
And I, yeah. So a few months ago.
Those are terrifying.
A few months ago, I built them.
Yeah.
I built it. So God. It's like, it's just like two pieces of wood. And like, that's a, the top piece is like a V shaped.
Yeah.
And then the, it's just a base. So I just like sanded it together.
God, they're like Slenderman-esque.
They are. They're kind of freaky. And then like, you sculpt a little head on them, mm-hmm. which is also scary because yeah. you had noses.
More, yeah.
And then once you do that, then it goes to some lady that draws on them, and then they get wood burned, and then painted, and okay. then sprayed, and then so this is what they look like when I was done building them. There's just like these freaky,
oh my god, yeah, they're
just kind of freaky looking.
I'm not gonna lie, I would rather have that than the Hallelujah version.
Yeah, but I mean, this is cool because, like, you know, handmade, all wood.
No, like, yeah, I believe they look exactly what they're supposed
but,
to.
But, like, I finished it, and then, like, a week later, they were that.
Oh, my God.
Just, like, all colored and shit. But then I was in the finishing department.
Which is, like, where we finish things, you know, so after you get sprayed, then you, like, you
label it, and you add, like, I've been doing a lot of Christmas ornaments, so I add ribbon to it to okay. tie on the tree. But, like, for these, they get, like, this wire hair.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, this flexible wire. And it's just like, a lot of it is just like, well, what do you think would look good? And I'm like, I don't know.
Not and no wire hair will look like.
But this is what they do.
Like, I would much prefer like felt or like something like
no, it's,
yarn.
It's wire hair. Yeah. And then like, I talked to like the painters because they're like the artists or uh-huh. whatever. And they're like, well, maybe on this one, do big curls and then small curls on this one. And we have like different size dowels to make the curls and use a yeah. drill to wrap it around. But it was wild because I did that, and then it went to the East Village. So those are at the gallery. Someone could buy them.
Yeah.
Which is wild because I...
How much do they sell for, do you think?
I don't know, but I think there... A lot of stuff that goes to the gallery gets photographed and put online.
Okay.
So we could probably find the price.
I'm intrigued.
I would...
Because, like, they're well-made, and I believe
they... And
they're
handmade.
And, like, I believe they look exactly how they want them
yeah,
to.
That's what it's supposed to
they
look
like. They just look insane
they're
to me.
They're kind of scary.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if they were $1,000.
Oh, my goodness. Like, actually?
Yeah.
Because, like...
I'm going to look it up real quick.
But, like, if they're selling them, good for you.
I know. Like, that. There's so many things.
They're
like,
well-made.
Like... I work at such a weird place because yeah. I'm like, some of this stuff is cool, but it's like that, not for me.
But like that desk you guys made out of like that wood chunk looked fucking awesome.
Oh yeah. Like yeah. we do a lot of cool shit and I have other things I'm going to show you later on, but uh-huh. like, it's just like, some of it's like really cool and some of it's just like, what the fuck? How do you spell Hallelujah?
Oh, well, you're looking for it. Did you hear, because I mentioned Slenderman, did you hear about the new update in the Slenderman case?
There's a Slenderman case?
Right, you don't know.
I don't know shit.
You don't know
dude.
Anything. No, she's caught now, but the girl cut off her ankle monitor and ran for it, like ran away today, but then she got caught.
What?
Yeah, the girl from the Slenderman case.
What's the Slenderman case?
Oh, the girl who tried to murder her friend for a Slenderman.
What? I don't know anything about
yeah,
this.
The woman who. Well, one of two girls who stabbed their friend 19 times and left her for dead in the woods so they could go live in Slenderman's mansion.
Jesus Christ.
Two 12-year-old girls.
It was a 12-year-old?
At one of their birthday sleepovers who did this.
What the
that case?
Fuck?
Yeah.
No, I don't
know
that.
She escaped from, like, I think she was in like a halfway house at this point because I think one of them got paroled. Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah.
So she cut off her ankle?
Yeah, and ran for it today, but then she got caught because I saw the update today. So I think yesterday is when she ran away.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah. So two 12-year-old girls. It was a group of three 12-year-old girls, and two of them didn't like the other one. And, like, they were, like, obsessed with Slenderman and, like, other, like, weird shit like that. And they came up with this idea that if they gave an offering to Slenderman, they could live with him in his woodland mansion. So they brought, after a sleepover, they brought this one girl to a park. While they were like playing in the park, they went to the bathroom at one point and they tried to smack her head against the wall. And then they like kind of played it off like, oh no, like we were, sorry, just joking around. But turns out they were actually trying to knock her out. And then later they were like, oh, let's play hide and seek. And this one girl goes off and hides, and the other two look for her, and they find her, and then they stab her 19 times.
Jesus.
And leave her for dead. And this girl, like, crawls out of the woods and finds a cyclist.
She survived?
Yeah. And gets help. And then, yeah.
I'm glad she survived.
These two girls, I believe, were try it as adults, which is weird. But also, they like very premeditated that was, this death.
That was
murder.
An intent. Yeah. It wasn't an accidental kill. It's a 12-year-old.
Right. Jesus. Yeah. No, they stabbed the shit out of her.
How did they? Did they just get obsessed with the YouTube videos?
I don't actually know.
Because Slenderman was a big thing when we were like in junior high.
Yeah, because Slenderman started from a...
Creepypasta?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was before that. I think it was a Photoshop competition. And this guy made a photo where it was a bunch of kids like on a playground. In the back, you see like a Slenderman style figure.
Which is freaky.
Yeah, and like he wasn't like white face wearing the suit. He was just like that just long figure. I think he had tentacles too, because that's a part of him at times. I think when he's like fully activated, he gets tentacles. And then there was another photo that was edited with, he was more so like playing with the kids, I think. And then the creepypasta was like, these two photos were recovered from a school that burned down.
And
like,
and then
like
they
that.
Added a story.
Yeah, and they built the backstory for Slenderman. So it was like always like this thing that
someone made. And
then
I remember watching the YouTube videos and Josh.
Marvel Hornets. Yeah.
Watching the YouTube videos in Josh's basement with all the lights off and his fucking shit my pants.
Yeah, no, the Marvel Hornets was a YouTube series created by this like just like small filmmaker who wanted a big project, and like I know like it even got like advertised like by like big people because it was like such a successful
It was cool. It was basically like Blair Witch for YouTube, you know?
Because like I think because he was even making the film in the film, but then
it
got
because it was like found footage, and then he was like, oh fuck,
yeah. Because I don't know where the name Marble Hornets came out.
I don't know either. But that shit is so scary.
And the video game was fantastic.
Yeah, the video game is terrifying. When you get close to him, it starts glitching.
That was probably the first like indie horror or like video game I'd ever played.
Oh, I remember that because I was on the computer.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
And it just took off somehow. But like, that was probably the first indie game I ever played.
I didn't know Slenderman was still in the zeitgeist.
Then they made a movie for him that I think was like a little bit inspired by this murder, which is a bat, which people were upset about, or not attempted murder. But it did not do well, and it like was.
I
just
didn't know they made a movie.
Yeah, it was just like a bullshit horror movie that they do for everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then there was this case where these two girls attempted to murder a third.
So, how long ago did the murder happen, or the attempted murder? Has it been a couple years now?
I think it's been a while because they were in prison for a long.
Okay,
like,
but now they're
like
now so
years.
Okay. So now they're on parole. So they're adults now.
Yeah,
the killers
probably in their 20s.
Jesus.
I mean, they were 12 when it happened, so they might be 22 now.
Yeah, but also that's insane to think about because they're probably like, why'd I do that? You know, they're fucked up.
I think at least one of them was like given a diagnosis for what was going on with
insane.
Her. Because also they looked up like her like Google searches, and one was like, what kind of crazy am I? And that is terrifying.
Run. Yeah. That's what that means. Don't go near her.
That's one where
hey Google.
Yeah.
What type of crazy am I today?
Yeah. And that's one where like
Jesus Christ.
Because also a lot of like the parents were coming to question, but also like, I don't know. I was in weird shit as a kid. Like, how do you like really tell?
Yeah, that's
what's
true.
Because
also when you're a kid, you're just like, I don't know.
Yeah, you get these like constant obsessions. You reinvent yourself.
Going back
from
the kind of the beginning, when you're a kid, you do a lot of the intrusive things.
Yeah, that's true. You try shit out.
Because you're just like, I don't know. Is the oven hot?
Yeah,
let me touch
like,
it. You know what I mean? You're doing.
Yeah.
And especially with the internet, when you don't really have to do anything, you can just type random shit in.
Yeah, because like also like we had the internet growing up, but at least not to the level.
Not to the
now.
Level, yeah. So like that's when they're like, I have this intrusive thought.
Yeah.
Can you... blah 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 with
well,
you know what I mean?
They're
just like, gee, why did you look that up?
Now they're asking AI things.
Oh fuck. Yeah.
No, there's one guy who he recently got convinced, and he went to the news and talked about that. AI had convinced him that he came up with this mathematical formula that that was like pointing out like danger. Like he was like one of those guys who like looks for like codes and shit. And like he kind of made it seem like he wasn't usually one of those guys, but that this AI like convinced him, and like they showed like the AI message like, no, you're not being crazy. This is a lot, right? Like, you are handling this very well.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, you need to talk to the authorities about this. Yeah.
Yeah, because AI, like, kind of adapts to what you... Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, people have killed themselves over AI already.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no,
where they're just like, I'm depressed, and AI's like, kill yourself.
One kid was like, he got convinced by an AI that, like, if he killed himself, he could, like, be with the AI. Like, it was, like, insane shit.
And the AI was like, yeah, we'll be together.
Yeah, and like, why was AI even able to get in that position? Like,
I don't know, because they have restrictions where you're like, they won't talk about religion or politics or anything,
but
it's allowed to.
There's so many like open source AIs.
Yeah, that's true.
There's so many AIs now too. Where like, I've only used ChatGPT or Google.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast about AI, just about the usage, because everybody, is like, oh wow, AI is using a lot of whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of like the open source things, like a normal text prompt, they said is equivalent to like leaving the light on for like 5 seconds.
Okay.
So every time you type that, so it's like not that much. The big usage of AI is when you AI videos.
Sure. And there's a lot of that's Sora right now, and that's half of TikTok.
That's half of TikTok. And like I can't remember what it was, but it was like a 30-second AI video is equivalent to like leaving the microwave on for an hour and a half. And you're just like,
fuck,
oh, that's fuck. I've never done that.
No.
That's a lot of energy.
Because like,
and those videos are pumping.
Yeah, because like, what, hour and a half microwave? How long do you think it takes you to hit an hour and a half?
What do you mean?
Like, built up.
What? Like a microwave?
Yeah. If like, you added up all the times you used a microwave, how long do you think it take you to get an hour and a half?
Oh, fucking forever?
Like, probably over a month.
Yeah, because like, yeah, today for lunch, I brought old stir fry. Like
5 minutes max on a microwave, ever.
There's been a few times where like, you buy a frozen meal and it's like you could cook it in the microwave if you wanted to or put it in the oven for 45 minutes.
Right, yeah.
And you're just like, I'm going to put it in the oven.
Oh, really?
But the microwave is like 10 minutes and you're just like, what the fuck?
I would never microwave anything for 10 minutes. That's terrifying.
I'm like, this thing's going
to
explode.
Yeah, Izzy had to put something in the microwave and it was 4 or 5 minutes and that made me nervous.
Yeah, because you're like, it's going to get way too hot.
Yeah, like, what could possibly handle that? And I think it was fine. I don't even remember what it was, but it made me uncomfortable, the idea of it being on that long.
Yeah. Dude, what happens when you run a microwave for an hour and a half?
I don't think we looked up microwaves.
Yeah,
last
we talked
week.
About microwaves last week, but it's like, what does anything? Does it's just building? Really hot. That's know. A lot of vibrations.
That's a lot of microwaves bouncing around in there.
I don't fucking know. And then you like open it and you're just like, and then it beeps.
It's just yeah.
And you're just like, okay,
whatever happened.
Yeah, because if you leave the oven on, it that's a fire hazard.
Yeah. God, I remember.
I accidentally left my microwave on. Oops.
That'd be insane. What? Yeah, what happened?
You come in and you just hear that. Oh, fuck.
How long?
What would happen?
I'm going to look up how long can you leave a microwave on for.
Yeah, like what would happen if
does anything happen?
Yeah, like if you left it on overnight.
Yeah, because.
There's got to be like a fail safe in it. Because you can leave the oven on for a long time because people like bake shit for hours.
Well, and I know you and I separately have left the oven on overnight.
I've left it and gone to a different city.
That's insane. I do remember that story, yeah.
Overnight.
So what happened with that?
It's just really hot.
Was that your apartment?
Yeah, it's my apartment.
You could have burnt down your apartment.
I know. It's when I lived on the first floor. I made a breakfast pizza and then went to Omaha for family Christmas. And then I came back over 24 hours later, and I walked into my apartment, and I was like, it's winter time. It was Christmas time. Yeah. I walked into my apartment, and I was like, what the f-? It was, like, hot. And I turned the corner, and I was like, oh, fuck.
That's so funny.
And I just hit the off button and was like, you know.
Because what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do.
And then you're just like, okay.
Like, did you open up a window?
Yeah, open a window to cool it down.
Let some of the heat out.
But I was like, that could have. I just, like, get home from Omaha, I'd pull in, and I'm like, what happened to my building? And they're like, seems like the fire was starting. And I was like, I was in Omaha. It wasn't me.
Yeah, you just killed 10 people. That's happened, I'm sure.
I know, because it's so easy to leave it on.
Yeah, because I remember like in our apartment, like waking up on the couch and like, oh my gosh.
Especially when you're drunk.
Yeah, well, that's what it always was. I remember coming or walking out of the bedroom and it being crazy hot and you were like asleep on the couch.
I think it was about a year ago, probably. I think I got really drunk and I came home and I was like shit faced, but I was like, I gotta eat something.
Yeah.
So I throw in a frozen pizza and I fell asleep. And then I woke up to like the burnt smell and it was just a black circle. Yeah. And the oven was still on. I was like, oh fuck.
Cause I don't think we've done that here.
That's scary.
I don't think we've left the oven on overnight ever here.
It's scary.
Yeah, like it's bad. I've left this on before.
Yeah.
And like we've come home and like seen a lit candle and we're like, oh shit.
Yeah, lit candle is bad, but you're like, eh, what can
it? It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine because it's not going anywhere.
Right.
I looked up that hallelujah lady.
Yeah.
And this one is a little bit bigger and it's not the one I built, but like it's like this. Sure. I don't know how tall it is, but it looks way taller. This is how much it is.
Oh my God.
For people listening at home, it's $2,800.
Sure.
But it's on sale. It's normally $3,400.
Oh, my God.
I think this is a bigger version than what I made.
But, like,
because when I look at other ones, I think, like, the version I made is, like, $1,200.
That's.
Yeah, this is, like, $1,300. So that's probably pretty close to what I made.
That's wild.
Yeah,
good for them.
I'm like, damn, dude, people are buying this shit. Yeah, so I made those guys.
Okay.
Which is, it's just fun to build stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This was a while ago now, but I made a snowman.
He's got legs.
Yeah, so he's got like, it's just all wood. I like used the lathe to make his head, and then his arms are just like real sticks.
That's fun.
And I had like a little pipe, and then he got like finished, and he's a cute little guy.
Yeah, that looks great.
Yeah, and like, so that's at the gallery?
For like $10,000.
Yeah, it's probably a fuck ton. And then lately I've been in the finishing department, so I'm just like putting things together. Mm-hmm. So I didn't build these last two projects, but I thought they were really cool. This is like a custom made mirror.
Okay.
And it's freaking
Jesus
sick.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
It's heavy as hell, though.
I bet.
But it's like real wood logs, a mirror, and then like these leaves that are everywhere. And there's like little birds.
Are you guys the ones who make all the fucking posts?
Yeah.
Everyone. Okay, yeah.
We make those posts.
I think my mom has those.
Yeah. Every time I walk past the house, I'm like, sticks.
Yeah, like, those are every... I think my mom actually really likes that place.
I think we've gone through like waves. I could see your mom like in this place, yeah. I think we go through like waves of like... Like those poles were popular for a long time. And then like we do so many Lazy Susans right now.
Lazy Susans are great.
Yeah, they're so
I got
fun.
Some built-in ones.
I love them. But like this thing was...
I saw those posts today.
Yeah, dude, they're everywhere.
Okay, I thought those were... Yeah. That could have been you guys. That's so funny.
But this thing was wild because like I had to like take a drill and like... This is like fucking 30 leaves.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never done this before. And I was like, what do I do with these leaves? And they're like, I don't know.
Put them around.
They're like, just make it look good. And I was like...
Stop.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's the scary part. They just go, make it look good. And I'm like, I've never done this before.
Yeah, like, that's not my expertise.
So I did it, and I was like, I guess it looks good. But this mirror is probably like $5,000.
Yeah. What if, like, they saw it and you're like, who did that?
Yeah.
Like, you heard them talk shit about your leaf placement.
But I'm like, there's so many leaves. Like, there's other ones that have leaves, and it's like, there's not that many. But this one was just jam-packed. And then I'm making one today, but I made this last week, just a buffet. And I kind of like this guy.
So what is it?
It's like a buffet.
I've never heard that describe a thing that
so
wasn't
like,
a lot of food.
So a buffet is like a long cabinet.
Okay.
So like two doors and three drawers.
Sure. How big is that?
It's probably like, I don't know, 25 inches deep, but then like 6 feet long.
Oh, shit.
It's for like dining rooms, you know?
Okay.
So that's like you put like your fine china in and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I think your parents have a buffet. I think in their living room. But like that's what it looks like.
Cool.
And I was like, that I kind of like that.
Yeah, no, that
it's
one's
not. Yeah,
that's great.
But that's like $10,000.
But like, also, like, with some of the houses I go to, it makes sense that they're the people buying that because it's old people with the giant house. Yeah.
But it's like that's cool as hell, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's been fun to make stuff. Our bread and butter though, right now, is just plaques and like Lazy Susans, and we're just like pumping them out.
Okay.
And like we've been doing so many Christmas ornaments.
Christmas ornaments would be nice, yeah.
Those are wild. Because, like, we have two lines at my job. We have, like, a Sincerely line. And it's, like, that's, like, the cheaper stuff.
Okay.
And that's, like, stuff that gets, like, printed.
Sure.
Kind of. It's like a CNC, but it's just, like, prints onto wood.
Okay.
And then that just gets sprayed and then shipped.
Okay.
And then there's the handmade stuff.
Sure.
Which is, like, that sculptures and stuff. So, like, we have, like, plaques that are, like, printed. And then plaques that are handmade, and they can be the same.
Okay.
But the plaque that's printed will be like $90, and the handmade will be like $300.
And they look identical?
You can tell the difference.
Okay.
And then like with the handmade, you can actually feel the wood burned and like all, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
You can tell the difference, but it's like, it's a plaque, you know? Like,
but like, you know, some people are in the position to be like, I'll get the nice one.
Yeah, it is. It is so wild. Yeah. Like some of the ornaments are just like, basically printed, and then I add ribbon to them, and they're not bad. They're like $25 a pop.
Sure.
But then like the handmade ornaments are like $95. Like, imagine spending $100 on a Christmas ornament.
I cannot. I think I spent $5 on 30.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I think Wes has gotten some few like small console ornaments. Like there's like,
sure, I mean, I have my like
NES, and it's like maybe $30.
I have my like fun ones from growing up. I never know how much those cost.
But like,
because growing up, we would get one a year.
Ornaments were fun gifts.
Yeah. Like, because also they were always so themed, and it'd be like, you'd see the new ones that came out this year.
And then when you decorate the tree, it's like part of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I know like,
did that come in like stockings? Is that how you got them? Were they stocking stuffers?
No, I think we would like pick them out and then put them on the tree.
Oh, okay.
I think we would like, for at least a few years, went to like Hallmark and like,
picked out what you
liked. Yeah.
We always got like themed ornaments about around stuff that we liked.
Yeah, that was like basically what it was too.
But we didn't pick them out. Like I have like a Batman one, or like a bass guitar one, a
Spider-Man one. I have a couple guitar ones. Got a couple Kiss ones.
Kiss ones would be sick.
Mm-hmm. But on your topic, that brought me, or that brings me to a topic I want to discuss. I am looking for a new whittling project.
Oh yeah, for people watching at home, Jacob makes a display.
Yeah.
And today it's just a block.
Yeah.
So this is how they come?
That's the one of them, yeah. This is the biggest one I have.
I wonder what I could do with this bad boy. Just start licking it.
I'm trying to, it's the biggest one I got, and then I'm going to buy another set too.
It's a nice soft wood.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious, because you can't just, that's the tough part, because you just have an empty canvas right now.
Yeah.
And you're like, what do I do?
And I've been trying to think of one. I had an idea I really liked. I wanted to build like a big finger. And like I would give it a little stand, it would just be like,
one
big finger.
Okay.
Which I thought would be cool.
That'd be really cool. But you'd have to get like, to make it look like a finger, you'd have to get really detailed, or otherwise it would look like a turd.
Yeah. Well, so that brings me to another point. But part of this is I haven't finished any of my whittling projects because I don't think I'm good enough to apply the detail I want.
Oh, yes.
So it's like...
You just have the rough shapes.
Yeah, so I'm building rough shapes. I'm going to try and get more and more into detail as I go. So then the idea is I'll be more skilled, so I'll go back and finish earlier ones.
Okay, yeah. So you can go in and add the detail.
Yeah, so I'm trying to like...
So you can turn that poop into a finger.
Right. So I thought of the finger, but also it'll look like a dick.
Oh, yeah.
And like that kind of ruined it for me. Where like...
And then when you're just like, you're adding the joint lines and you're like, God damn it, it's making me look more like a penis.
Right, yeah. So, and I'm like, I don't want to build a big dick. Because I can actually show you the printout for the finger I got.
You draw the nail and you're just like, yeah, this looks like the head of a penis. Yeah. Like, fuck. So Jacob just got the templates.
Yeah. So this is what it would look like.
That's a finger, but from the back, it's a penis.
Yes. Which... I think I'd be able to do this, and I think it would look really cool.
That looks actually really sick.
Yeah.
But when you flip it over, it looks like a penis.
So these are the other two sides, too.
Oh, yeah, because it's a 3D piece, yeah.
Yeah, so the idea is I'd start with one side and just cut it down and then figure out the side.
That would be sick as fuck.
Like, I like it a lot, but I'm worried of it looking like a giant dick, and then I'll hate it.
Well, luckily there's no balls.
That does help.
It does help. And like seeing the lines, and if you can make the lines.
Right. If I can make it look like that, I think that'd be really
cool. Because it's like on a base. Yeah. Yeah. That's fucking.
All right. So maybe
how
I
did
will
you
try
find that came with the kit?
No. This is something I was trying to figure out ideas.
Okay. And you found like a.
No. So I thought a finger. This is where AI was really.
Oh, AI made those?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That really came in handy.
And you just gave it the dimensions of the log?
Yep.
That's fucking awesome.
And then I sized it on just a printout sheet.
Yeah, so that's basically like using your microwave for 30 seconds.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that for this.
That's acceptable.
Because also, one picture for four sides, but the fourth side looked wrong.
Yeah.
So in that case, because also I could literally just use my finger.
You could just use your own. But that's fucking sick, though. And then for like that type of stuff, have you ever used a template before? One of your other whittling products?
No, I haven't used any
templates.
Okay,
so are you going to like... trace it or tape it or
so I will do just the basic line. I'll do just the outline for it and just cut to that, because also I'll make the bottom block size
and so to cut the basic shape, do you use like a jigsaw or like
I use ChopBox for the last part.
Okay, yeah, just to get it close,
where like for this maybe I'll ChopBox the top off.
Okay, yeah,
and then
you can just trim the sides. You need to get not a jigsaw. What is that fucking called? A
bandsaw?
A bandsaw, yeah.
Bandsaws are giant.
I know. Yeah. That's what I mainly use at work.
No, I
they're
wish
so,
I had a
they're
fucking
so, because you're just like...
Yeah, no,
doing S's.
I love a bandsaw.
Bandsaws are sick, dude.
Maybe that someday.
Yeah. Because then you can get like the close shape.
Well, because
also... you just have a bunch of penises laying around.
We're looking into like... there's some investment places for old neighborhoods. So
I'm
going to look into that because I think they're like grants. So I might have to like match money. So I might still have to take out a loan anyways. But some of it's like they'll match up to like 50%. So I'm like, all right.
Improve the neighborhood. Yeah.
Yes. And our neighbor talked to us about it too. And I've seen them outside some homes I've been going to. So I talked to them about it there. So I have some of the paperwork.
And you're
that.
Like, guys, this is going to improve the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a bandsaw.
No, the conversation I was more getting to is building a good garage.
Okay, yeah.
Because then
it looks better.
And then also we can put a little wood stuff in that, because you want to start working on wood projects
too. I like doing wood.
Like if we could actually like get a little workshop back there. That'd be pretty nice.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah.
Make and like Christmas gifts.
And like, there's no reason not to, since we both like working on shit.
Oh, dude, it's so, it's, and then also we can build our own sets and props and shit.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know?
Yeah, because my dad has a really good workshop.
Yeah, that's when it's like, oh, we need a car built.
Yeah.
Take it over to his workshop.
We could handle a little car.
Yeah, we could. Why don't you do that? Make a car.
No.
With wheels that spin.
Because my only other thought.
How would you even do that?
That'd be very difficult.
Yeah, that'd be fucking hard.
Because you'd have to do like such small things, like, but like still make them interconnect.
It'd basically be like that first thing you did, but that'd be the axle. Where you just have a spinning.
Oh, thing in it?
Yeah. And you're just like, I can't do this.
All right, so I will try a finger.
Yeah, I think a finger would be cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I really liked it, but then, yeah, Izzy gave me the dick thought. I was like, oh, that ruined it.
It does, but now that I see the template, and like, if it's on a base, I don't know, a finger would be sick.
Yeah, if I can pull it off, that'd be great. If you could pull it off. So also, maybe, because also these are not expensive.
No, yeah.
I'm going to get a shit ton of these here soon, because I've really enjoyed whittling.
It is also cool, though, if it does turn out to be a dick, you can be like, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have a backup
plan. Yeah. Well, then I'll turn the base into balls.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, because you can just round them.
Yeah.
And, so then it's just a, and then it's just a vertical dick.
So I'll make a medium to large finger. And if it turns out bad,
that's a small
medium
penis.
Dick.
Average.
I'll do a micro. I'll get all the way down.
You're like, wow. All I can see are their, all I can see are their balls.
Yeah. Well, there's pubes. And it's just that wire.
Yeah, dude, I'm good at that, dude. I can make it's, dude, it's going back to like those sculptures. When I put the wire in, like you make this wire, uh-huh. And then you have to like take a drill, and it's already gone through this whole process. I built it, it got painted, it got sprayed, and then you have to like take a drill to its head,
yeah.
and then start stuffing the wire in so it stays. And I'm just like, I don't know if
right, yeah.
I'm gonna ruin this entire thing that I made,
and all of them made,
yeah.
I'm going to ruin this group project
and I'm just
at
like,
the last minute.
God. Yeah, that's what sucks about the finishing department, because I've been doing like custom stuff. It's like, if a screw pops through the side, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, we all got to start over.
Yeah, or if you just like, yeah, broke the bit and just like hit the thing with a drill.
And I'm just like, God,
fuck.
Damn it.
There goes $8 million.
Millions of dollars. It is cool, though, because like the guy who works in the wood shop, he's really good at repairs. So like
that's
he,
nice.
He knows how to do stuff. And like there was a head a long time ago that I was working on where she had like crazy hair, and like we didn't quite get the positions right. So we just took wood filler.
Okay.
Sanded it. And then you can take the heads off.
Okay.
So we took the head off and then just got that part resprayed. So it was kind of an easy fix. So it's not like the whole thing got fucked.
Right, yeah.
But I'm still like, oh God.
Yeah.
And I like look around because I'm like, is someone going to watch me do it? And it's like, nope, you're the only one in this just, department.
Yeah.
And then they just go, make it look good.
You're manager of this department.
I'm just like, oh.
Hope everyone likes it.
Yeah. Hope what I think looks good
right.
is good.
Hopefully I have the same taste as these rich old women.
Yeah, because that's who's buying it. It's fucking weird, dude. But I like my job.
No, that it sounds awesome.
It's fun. I'm doing arts and crafts every day. But,
just all day.
Yeah. I mean, some days I'm like, you know, in shipping, so I'm just packing
sure.
boxes. Sometimes I'm in sanding, so I'm just sanding. Like today, mostly in finishing, I mean, I'm working on a buffet again, but like it's like a lot of lazy Susans. So you just sure. like run it over with paper to get any bumps off, and then you flip it over, write, label it, put like little felt pads on the bottom, and then that's it. So it's just a lot of, you know, so that's kind
that,
of boring,
yeah.
but you know.
Yeah.
And then when the big stuff comes in, you're like, oh, hell
that
yeah.
That does sound nice. I'm just hosing houses.
Psh, psh, yep. psh, but you get ratings.
I know, and I'm doing good.
I want ratings.
Yeah, cause currently I have 100% on my driving record for the past 8 days now.
Damn. Are you in first place still?
First or second. I think there's two or three of us with 100. So
how do they decide who's in first?
I don't know. I haven't gotten points yet. The new week started. So ooh. I'm worried it's going to take 2 weeks.
I hope you can lock in that first place.
I know. I'm going to be so pissed if I get like speeding or something. Because I'm driving like 27 and a 30.
You're
right
going
now.
Under because yeah. you're
yeah.
like, I want my points.
But, I do.
Dude,
no, like it's
now we're figuring out what motivates him.
Yeah,
it's points dude.
No, I'm driving slow as fuck, and like I'll like half stop at a stop sign and then like keep going. Then I'll slam on the brakes. So I remember my points.
No, I can't ruin my points.
Well, because a rolling stop, I'll lose like 40 points.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I would be so. If I get a rolling stop, I'm gonna be so fucking mad.
Wow. I'm glad you figured out that the points is a good motivator to be a good employee.
I'm actively thinking about it every time I drive. Same with, like, yeah, I want good ratings, but also I'm always worried because, God, today I hosed a security camera. I do it more often than I wish, but, like, where you're just like, all right, along that wall, down this wall, yeah, up this wall, and then it's like, camera, fuck. And then they see me go, ah.
Yeah, what do you do?
I can't reach them. So I
do. You just go.
Yeah, that is all. I'm sorry. Like, and, like, because if I see him, I just spurt around him. And, like, if I've hit a few Ring cameras just because you go around the door and you're just like,
yeah, and you're just fuck. Like, fuck.
But then I'll rather use, like, my shirt or, like, I have a towel, but then immediately just got covered with chemicals.
It got covered in poison.
Yeah. So, yeah, they'll, like, a doorbell will see me.
It is wild.
And that's why I've gotten some bad reviews, because I've gotten spray on
stuff. Yeah, but sometimes you can't help it.
Well, like, no, especially because I've been, like, doing, like, a house and there's just a wind and it just coats the window. I'm just like, fuck.
God damn it. That was God doing that. Yeah. It wasn't me.
And, like, especially when it's not even, like, a windy day. It's just, like, one random gust. You're like, fuck.
Fuck me.
Or, like, when one of my motors went out, like, I would just get a random, like, stream that just went, like,
oh, it's just, yeah, because it's not.
God damn it. Like, yeah, and it would just hit a window. I'm like, I can't. It's on the second story.
That really sucks. Yeah. It is wild. Back when you did FedEx, you were so scared about getting on Ring cameras. And now you're at a job where you can get on, you're going to be on Ring camera TikTok again.
Yeah, just hosing them down.
Just going, fuck!
Yeah.
Instead of destroying someone's package, you're.
Yeah, I haven't fallen yet, so that's nice. They'll see me stepping dog shit all the fucking time.
Yeah, that's going to be, there's going to be clips of you on TikTok if you just stepping in poop going, not again. Oh, that's so funny. But speaking of poison, we planned a segment for today.
Poison related.
It's called Pick Your Poison.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
That's the name of the segment. It's time for Pick Your Poison.
Didn't know that was the name of it.
Pick Your Poison. Today we're doing the Christmas blank draft, because this is a draft we're doing. So it's Christmas blank.
Yeah. You originally texted me Christmas cookies. And I mean, I was like, I can't name two Christmas cookies.
Christmas cookies was big because my grandma makes so many of them.
Like, list a few.
Well, there's snowballs. Those are the powdered ones.
Never had them.
Then there's, I can't remember what they're called, but they're like the sugar cookies with, like, the Kiss pressed
into
them.
So we would do those.
Yeah, those are fucking good.
We only did those and then, like, chocolate chip or, like, M&M's.
I really like Spritz cookies.
No idea what that is.
They're, like, green and, like, they're usually little trees and they're just, like, smaller cookies. Those are fucking good.
Oh. So I've never had, like, a ginger snap either.
Those are good. Also, in that category, I put, like, Dutch letters and, like, peppermint bark and, like,
Dutch letters, like, giant, like, soft pretzel type things.
They're like a pastry. Okay, but they're, yeah. My mom makes them for Christmas, so they're in the Christmas cookie section. But we're doing Christmas blank.
Yeah.
So we're out of five. We're going to do out of five.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's flip a coin.
God damn it. I forgot about that. All right. Do you want Earth or Ottoman?
You're going to flip that.
Earth or Ottoman?
I'm going Ottoman, baby.
All right.
Earth. All right. So Jacob's going first on the Christmas blank draft. This is so wild because it's just anything that follows the word Christmas.
All right. Because I do have my first choice picked out.
Okay.
I don't think it's not like the choice I'm worried you're going to steal, but it is my favorite Christmas blank. And that is Christmas traditions.
Fuck.
Do you have that?
That's on my list. See, I just wrote down a bunch of things, but I don't have them ordered.
Me neither. Yeah. All right. But, like, Christmas traditions.
Yeah. Christmas traditions.
By far my favorite part of Christmas. And to the point where, like, I'll get mad at my family if we don't do a certain thing on Christmas.
What? So I can't remember. We've been doing this podcast for so fucking long. What are, like, some of your Christmas traditions that you guys do? Because I know every family's a little different.
Ones that we've done and stopped, and I threw fits about them, and then they were like, we only did that twice. I'm like, yeah, but it was a fucking tradition.
It was a big part of my life.
Yeah, no, like, it's something I looked forward to, now we're not doing it. It used to be Christmas Eve, mom would make cookies, kids would play Monopoly. Loved it.
Fun as hell.
Yeah, I would put open one present on Christmas Eve.
One present on Christmas Eve is the best, especially when it's, like, a Lego or something like that.
I mean, that's the best
Or tradition. A video game, but not a... You don't want to stay up. But it's a small video game because, like,
you got a Game Boy game Christmas Eve.
It's like a Game Boy game. Incredible. And then, like, the next day you get, like, Call of Duty.
Right.
Like, you get, like, a big game.
I mean, I got Call of Duty for Christmas. Yeah. And then, like, they would take a nap and I would go play
and
video games.
And you fucking play video games the entire day.
It was so nice.
It was so fun.
Because also, like, your pajamas. Parents hate buying kids video games because it's lame.
It is lame.
Because, like, I would hate buying someone video games too.
Dude.
Unless I'm playing them with you, though.
Video games, if it's a specific game, that's fun. But, like, lately.
It'd be weird if on Christmas, like when we give each other presents, if I give you a video game, though.
I think that'd be sick where you're like, that's awesome. But nowadays, you can go to the store and buy someone a digital download key card.
Weird.
And give that to somebody for Christmas.
I know on Steam, you can just buy someone a game and give it to
them. See, that's not, I mean, that's, you'd be like, oh, thanks. But it's like, that doesn't feel like a Christmas gift.
It's not a, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, same with like, I always wanted gift cards for Christmas, but no one wants to give gift cards for Christmas. I feel like video games are similar to that.
Yeah, where it's just like, but like a physical video game is different though, because it's like,
well, yeah, because I guess that's similar to a movie, and I love giving movies.
Yeah, exactly. It's better because it's more specific than like a gift card.
Yeah, no, you turn me around.
Yeah,
no, video games are good gifts, and also but, like, you're physical.
I'm not gonna. Yes, you gotta. It's physical because then you can look at the back and look at the manual.
I miss unboxing video games.
I know,
like that sucks that that's not a thing. Because also, like, do you remember Nintendo 64 box?
Oh yeah, the boxes are awesome. Sick. Yeah, like, well, it's just so cool.
That's where I wish I would have saved those.
It's so cool when you get it. And you still have to open presents because then you're like, well, I can't play it, but I could look at the box.
Yeah.
And then you're like reading the back and like,
reading them on the drive home. Yeah, are you kidding? Like, God, flipping through a manual on the drive home was one of the best.
And you're like, I already know how to play it. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah. I would read like the controller layout.
You're like, I'm good to go.
I'm
now set. It's just like, play.
Like, well, no, it's play. And they're like, all right, need to finish installing. Like, all right. I'll go waste 30 minutes.
I guess I have to wait 2 days, so I can't even play this on Christmas.
Right, yeah.
That gets what sucks.
Fuck, no, that would absolutely happen to people, yeah.
They don't have their Wi-Fi plugged in.
Damn. All right. Christmas,
Christmas traditions. That's a great one. Traditions are fun. Oh, man, this is tough. I think...
Ooh, also, Christmas tradition Izzy and I do that I highly recommend, and like this is something I really look forward to every year.
For the Christmas Eve thing?
Yeah, we will go to Walmart and like buy things we need just for the next few days while we're hanging out.
Yeah.
And then we'll separate and buy each other just random dumb shit. Highly recommend that for
Do you have like Christmas. A budget?
Like- no, because like I think we like have the idea of like 20, but like I know like she got me like a weight that like 2 12-pound weights, and that'd be like 20 something on its own.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's just like get just a couple of small
that
things
is, that
just
is
around.
Fun. And then you put them in like a stocking?
Usually, yeah. And that's also where you do like the candy the other person like, and
dude,
shit like that.
I'm excited because I'm gonna have a lady this year for mm-hmm. Christmas, so I'm excited to do like that. And I think we're gonna have like stockings and stuff, mm-hmm. and like we're gonna like set up like a tree.
Yep.
And I'm like so excited just to have presents under the tree.
Sure. Yeah, when you live alone you don't ever do that. Like
I never decorate because I lived alone for anything.
Damn. Yeah, I guess I didn't when I lived alone either. Yeah, that is super nice. I love decorating this place. We're gonna do that this Thanksgiving.
And that, and just like walking in and just seeing that pile of Christmas mm-hmm. presents.
Give you something to look forward to.
That's my number one pick.
Christmas presents.
Christmas presents.
Easy. Like, yeah. Because giving and receiving, so fucking
good.
And
it's just like, dude, the image of random boxes under a tree is
so
fucking dude.
Good. Just what's in them. Do you fuck with them?
When I was a kid, I did.
See, I don't. Because also, Izzy is horrible about gift giving because she like
oh, she wants to tell you.
She wants to talk about it and she'll like give like she'll like you won't know, but it's and like she'll like hint. I'm like, I know what it is. Like when she bought me the bow, she's like, what's your grip hand? I'm like, what? Like, it's right. I know exactly what you're doing now because you said grip hand. What are you like?
Yeah, what's your dominant hand?
That's also, you know I'm right handed. Like, I just am, like, because she's left-handed, so she knows.
She knows
I'm right-handed, and also ambidextrous both. She got me. It's just like shit like that.
Yeah, just
where
really.
She'll ask like something very specific.
And it's like, dude, imagine if you had no idea and you opened a bow.
Right,
that would have been cool as hell.
Yeah, she's so bad about keeping.
And you're like really good at it.
I'm fine with it. Yeah,
you're a pretty good gift giver.
I think so. I've only gotten her one thing so far this year. I have an idea.
I've drafted a Christmas list and I'm like working on it, but I don't think I've gotten anything yet for anybody.
Cause
I know what I'm getting my mom. Cause she's excited that I work at Styx because she's an old lady.
Sure. Yeah.
And we do a lot of Lazy Susans, but we do, it's on a Lazy Susan mechanism, but it's a cribbage board.
That's fun.
Yeah. So it spins and there's holes and we play cribbage a lot. So I'm gonna get her that.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I'm like, that's going to, because she wants something from Styx and then we can use it. We'll play it that day.
That's so fun.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not super expensive.
Sure. Yeah. Can you just be like, can I just make this just by myself?
I do get a 40% discount at the store.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Still try to talk it to be like, hey, I'll make it and it'll have less things on it.
Yeah,
like, it'll just be this.
I'm like,
can I buy the wood and just.
And then just make it myself?
But like, honestly, probably.
Yeah. But I might just.
Yeah,
because I don't, I'm still new at the job, and I've only worked in the shop a little bit. I don't even have. It's weird.
I would bring up that you're planning on buying this, and then let that sit with somebody for a second.
Just to be like, can you help me?
Like, do you, yeah.
Can you help me,
please?
I'm a little baby. Christmas presents.
All right.
That's my number one. That did. When I was making this list, I was thinking about just what follows Christmas.
God damn it! I just paid for another month of Nintendo. That's happened so many times. It's only $3. Yeah, but still.
Nintendo Online is not that much.
No, but it's still annoying because I don't use it.
You bought it so you could play Mario Kart with us once.
2 years ago. Or maybe been, 3 years ago.
You've been paying for it since.
Yeah, which is probably like $80 total, but still.
I know. I think like we have like the family plan for Nintendo, and I think it's like $30 a year or something like that. It's like insanely cheap, but also the Nintendo Online kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But you get access.
Their store sucks.
But you get access to all the retro games.
And I played that a little bit.
Yeah, that's
once.
You played Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, that one time. All right.
What are you going to do next?
I stand by this. Christmas break.
Christmas break is on my list. Christmas break is perfect.
It sucks we don't get it anymore, but was it magical.
I get one this year.
Do you? Oh, right, you do.
I get 2 weeks off, baby.
That's insane.
I'm looking forward to it because it feels, I don't get paid for 2 weeks.
No.
But it feels like a reset.
I mean,
It's something to look forward to where I just go, we're all going to fucking take a break from this place and then come back ready to go together.
That's
like when you go on vacation, those people stay at their job.
Right. And you come back and you're like,
yeah, but everyone's going to come back with that energy. It's going to be nice.
That is interesting.
It's going to be weird. Yeah.
That's insane. You get 2 weeks off. What business does that?
I don't know. Because like we have a big Christmas rush because it's Christmas gifts.
Right.
And then it's just like, well, and also Christmas and New Year's are in the middle of the week. So I think they were just like.
The second week though.
I know, but it's like we get Monday through Friday. So I get like 20 days off, you know, because of I get 3 weekends.
That's insane.
I'm excited.
No, that's super nice.
It's going to be nice to just kind of get stuff done and also relax.
You'll have to get stuff done.
I know. I have so many editing projects that I need to have been wanting to work on.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have a few things you could do for that too.
Do we have sketches?
The third of a sketch we filmed.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could definitely put that together. See if we need a refilm.
We might need a refilm.
Probably.
But also it'd be fun if we didn't.
If we can though, might as well. Yeah. We do need to make good stuff if we're going to make stuff at this point.
We need to put stuff out.
We're too old to make bad stuff now, though.
I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and it's like, bad art is good.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, it's better. Bad art's better than no art.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
true. And in order to make good art, you have to attempt, and it sometimes turns out bad.
All right. We should still make sure.
Like,
our standard, it's good.
It's good. I listened to a podcast about public access. And they were talking about, it was with Chris Gethard.
And the idea is if we could have access to public access, but like.
You can.
Sure, but like make money. So we could actually put money into things.
We probably have a public access station. It'd be so wild if we just like did our podcast became a public access show.
Maybe.
And we just recorded it.
You'd have to censor it a lot.
We recorded it live. I don't know if you have to censor it.
It's on cable or it's on television.
Yeah, but like they're talking about, they can do, they do crazy shit because it's public access. You're allowed to do whatever you want, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It tells to follow the rules, though.
I don't know.
I guess.
Because then it's just like, you're just on from 4 to 5 a.m.
Sure.
That'd be wild.
Ooh.
We should look at a public access.
I'll look into that. Something I did want to mention too is my job sent out a waiver today saying that we have to do like on-call jobs. But
what does that mean?
I think because we're coming up on our slow season.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'll have rather Monday or Friday off.
Oh fuck yeah!
So
and
I'm
then
really
you're just
hoping
on,
I can
on
be
on call.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think like you only have to work one an on call day during the whole thing because one person's on call.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. In case of
Because also I'm really hoping I can do Monday because that's the day Izzy has off. And
yeah, because then you can get back. Yeah. Get back
like,
into that.
Yeah, I'm thinking like everyone will want Friday, but secretly Monday is the best off.
Monday is the best off. Yeah.
Yeah, I would rather have Sunday be all fun and still have a Friday night.
I know.
Yeah.
Like I had to, so I had to work Sunday to make up for like the holiday. And so like, Yeah, just and it also ruined my weekend.
Sure.
Because I only had a full day Saturday. And then I was like, I got to go to bed early Saturday night.
Yeah, that does.
And
suck.
You're just like, fuck.
Because I had 2 weeks that I worked straight
off
because then, I had to host something on Sunday.
And you're just like, God damn it.
So these last 2 days were my first full, because also I haven't had a 2 day weekend in
a long time.
2 months.
Yeah, and you're probably just like, this feels fucking awesome. Because then Saturday, you're like, I have another day of this.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Because Saturday, I got shit done, and then Sunday, I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, because you're like, I got all my stuff done.
Yeah.
And now I can relax.
That's why I printed out these fingers. But yeah, now
they look like penises.
Damn, I should have whittled yesterday then. I'm going with a finger.
Well, you have more days.
I know. Well, no, I just had all day. Oh, right. Yeah, because I have all Friday off too. Yeah, I have Thursday, Friday off this week.
By Friday. Bumped. Yeah, I'm excited too.
Hell yeah.
This is a December episode, but it's Thanksgiving week.
Right.
All right. So you went with Christmas break. My second pick for the Christmas blank draft, I think I'm going to do. This is tough. I think I'm just going to do it. Christmas movies.
Yeah, that was my next.
Yeah, Christmas movies.
Because that's a hard not number one. Well, presents is an easy number one.
I know, and the tough part is like these are all good.
Right, yeah, all Christmas things are great.
And I'm trying to think Christmas movies, because that Christmas movies could be its own draft.
Right, yeah.
I mean, a lot of these categories could be their own draft, but Home Alone 1 and 2.
Perfect.
The Santa Claus.
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
I mean, and they're still coming out. I guess, I don't know the last good Christmas movie.
No, but every time I get on a streaming app, it is just riddled with Christmas stuff. And I'm like, these all look so bad. Dude, Hallmark's now doing football themed.
They probably do 10 a year.
But I think last year it's like Christmas Touchdown or something like that.
Sure.
And then it was a Chiefs love story.
Oh.
And that was last year's. And then this year's is same title.
Yeah.
Christmas Touchdown, a Bills love story. So they're just slowly going through all the teams, but it's the same title. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Just a shitty, easy love story.
Yeah. About two people that love the same football team, probably.
Or maybe she hates that football team and he plays for it.
Yeah.
I guarantee that's one of them.
Oh, and they definitely get one of the professional people to be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you? Also, might get you in the SAG.
Oh, we got to watch Red One again.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah, that's the last good Christmas movie, Red One.
Pretty good.
Not great.
For what it is. It's fun.
Yeah, well, we will have to rewatch that and talk about it.
It's fun. It's fun.
All right, so you did movies?
Yeah, I did movies. So I have Christmas presents and Christmas movies.
And I have break and traditions.
You have more just themes, and I have specific things. But these are all good things.
I'll go with a specific Christmas decorations.
I didn't even have that on my list. Uh-huh. Christmas decorations. Yeah,
probably
Christmas.
A tree like a fucking idiot.
Didn't have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had tree written down, and then I thought last second decorations.
Forgot about Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Decorations. That's a great.
Because
Christmas tree.
I love Christmas decorations. If I walk into a bar and they have Christmas decor up, I'm pumped.
Christmas lights.
Yeah. The Royal Mile has the best Christmas lights set up.
Oh, how do they do it? It's just wrapped around
they
everything.
They just do a shit ton. Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
I just love how bright and colorful it is. And it just gives a happy feeling.
Yeah.
And a warm feeling.
Because I remember my first year here, I was like, oh, I'm going to put up Christmas lights. But then it's just God, I have to do that then.
Oh, on your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do wish I would have, because then they'd just still be up there.
Yeah. Have you've never done Christmas lights?
No. No, because I'm not going to take them down ever.
Yeah.
We still have a skeleton on the roof.
I know.
Yeah.
It is a tough thing to do. And I remember helping my stepdad do it.
Sure. Because
you have to hook it onto the gutter and then run extension cords. And then wherever you plug it in, you have to make sure it's easy to turn on and off or put it on a timer or something. Because I remember we had all of ours ran to right outside our deck, the back sliding door. So every time it got dark, it's dinner time, they're go turn on the Christmas lights. And you have to go out in the snow
and plug it in.
Sure. And then it just goes psh.
Which magical every time.
It's so magical because it's just dark and then all of a sudden everything's just softly lit.
Yeah, that is nice.
Christmas lights are so nice. So you did Christmas decorations.
Yes.
That's a great one.
Because also banisters wrapped.
I know. Yeah, just when things are wrapped.
I love it.
I walked past a house that was really well done with Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. And it's just dude, how do they do that? They got it wrapped
There's
around the trees.
Companies that do it.
I know, but I'm insane. It looks so good.
Yeah.
It's also so insane because you're during the day, you don't notice them because they kind of blend in. And then
I'm spraying them. And I'm like, God damn it.
Well, It's lights. It's
yeah, but like if a bush has a cover on it, I wouldn't spray
it. I do
that.
Love colorful bushes.
I know, but then I'm just like, and I'm like, fuck.
And
didn't
I love
see
like,
it.
The different shapes and icicle. Yeah.
Icicle lights.
This is tough. I think for my number three pick for Christmas blank draft, yeah. I'm going to go with something we already talked about. Christmas cookies.
Yep, that's fair.
Christmas cookies, just because I have so much nostalgia for them.
Sure.
And like my grandma makes so many of them, and then they just get frozen. And it's just like, dude, we have Tupperware, like Tupperware's everywhere with Christmas sure. cookies. And she has like almost every different type, and they're all handmade. And God. They're so good.
Being a cookie grandma's got to be nice.
Dude, it's so weird because we're filming this. It's almost December now, but like she starts like right after Thanksgiving.
She's making cookies?
And then she just makes cookies for like a month because she makes so many, dude.
What?
Yeah, because is this a tradition that you guys did is give neighbors plates of cookies?
Not really.
See, we're a big plate cookie, especially our old neighborhood. We were.
Yeah, I didn't get fucking cookies from you guys.
We're not on our block.
Backyard neighbors. It should count.
But yeah, and then like other neighbors would give you cookies or like random Christmas gifts or like they'd give you like puppy chow. I love that tradition.
One person left donuts on our doorstep and my dad made us throw it away in case someone tried to poison him.
Oh yeah, because he's a cop.
Yeah, like that was the one thing I remember. And we're like, oh, okay, so we can't
It was so fun because then it's like you'd always make the kids go deliver it and then like they would go as like a family.
Sure.
I remember like I'd go with my siblings and we'd like wear our Christmas hats and we'd just go, hello.
Would you carol?
No, we wouldn't carol, but we'd just be like, here you go.
Who the fuck would Christmas carol?
Christmas carol's not going to be on this draft at all. No, Christmas caroling sucks.
I would be so mad if they showed up.
If someone rang the doorbell and you or knocked and then you opened the door.
I couldn't slam it in their face, but I wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah, because then you have to sit through the entire
song. Yeah, no, that's horrible.
With your door open.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
It's
winter
time.
Make sure my cats aren't in the room.
Yeah, it's winter time.
Yeah.
And you just go, what? Like, I have something in the oven.
And
and it's just like, verse 7.
Yeah. Like, well, and also like, yeah, I just hate
Christmas
it.
Caroling, yeah. God. That
No, I'd be so mad.
We had to do it when we were kids.
Really?
I think we would mostly go do it like at old folks' homes.
Because also,
that's fine.
Even if a talented group came in, I'd still be pissed.
Yeah.
Because I don't want any of that.
Go sing to the old people and like that's, but don't come door to door.
Yeah, like I'm never hoping that I'm never like hoping to have an interaction with any stranger when I'm home. Like,
yeah.
No matter what, that's the worst scenario.
Well, anytime someone knocks on the door and you're like, what happened? Yeah. What did I do? Am I in trouble?
Right. Yeah,
it kind of feels like
much.
You're in trouble when someone knocks on your door.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Or they're trying to sell you something and like, I don't like being rude to people.
No, because you're like, I don't want anything.
Yeah.
I don't need anything. Okay, what's next on your Christmas blank draft?
Damn, I just had one that wasn't on my list.
Oh. It's Christmas carols.
No. Oh, Christmas specials. Close to movies.
But not quite. It's different.
Same with like
Star Wars Christmas specials.
That would also include Rudolph.
Yeah.
Frosty.
Because those are television specials. No,
yeah, they're all television specials, including like the Christmas specials for like TV shows.
TV shows.
I
yeah.
love a good Christmas special on a TV
especially,
show.
Especially, yeah, because it's like.
Because that's even like. Same with like Halloween specials, like Simpsons, famous for their Halloween specials.
Yeah, because the Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah, and like just like they have a Christmas episode every year, so there's like collections of them.
It
like
is fun.
SpongeBob has some great ones.
It is fun when they do Christmas, especially when it's like a live action sitcom, and you're like, it's wild that they film this in the middle of the summer.
That is weird. Yeah, like
it's always weird thinking about what Christmas movies.
I mean, The Office, great Christmas.
Oh
specials.
Yes,
Friends had great Christmas specials,
and I guess
It's Always Sunny had great Christmas specials.
That'd be a fun tradition is to watch those Christmas specials. I've
I
never
do that,
done that
on Disney Plus for Halloween. I watch like the That's So Raven, the Lizzie McGuire,
like
the Even Stevens. Yeah,
damn, that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. No, I do that every year. Same with I listen to a Christmas podcast special every year.
It's like the same show?
Yeah, the Harmontown one.
Oh, interesting.
No, they did a Christmas special one year that I really love, so I listen to it every year.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite podcasts, they do like a Christmas special every year, but
we
it's
do
different.
A Christmas special.
True, but they do like a, it's like a scripted like story.
Oh, fun.
Like, yeah. So it's always like it's Doughboys.
Really?
They always do like a parody of something. So like one year was like a parody of Home Alone and like, you know, and they bring in friends to play characters.
Like podcasts do Christmas specials that I really like. The Bad Friends one is usually really good.
Ooh. And it's just like gifts and.
Yeah. It's just Christmas themed.
Yeah. Well, we do Christmas specials.
No, exactly.
Are ours fun?
I think so.
Do people like it?
I think our first few were very good.
Yeah. Our Halloween special kind of sucked this year.
We didn't really have one.
Yeah.
So I have plans for next year.
Oh, okay. Don't forget.
I won't. I've had this plan for 2 years now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Christmas specials. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas specials are awesome. I think my next one, I got a few options, but I think I'm gonna go with this. I'm gonna go with Christmas Eve.
Sure. Christmas Eve is great.
Dude,
I've had better Christmas Eves than Christmas Days.
I think I like Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day.
It's a little, I mean, the anticipation's great. Also, when I lived alone, I had a Christmas Eve tradition. It's just, I would not go, like, because my parents always invited me over. I was like, nope, it's my Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
Me and the cats would sit on that, or sleep on that couch and, like, watch Christmas specials. And, like, that's the first time I ever saw Home Alone was in that apartment.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't watch that. You didn't watch it growing up? Fuck
and so
yeah.
Every year since then. And like nowadays, we pull the bed out into the living room.
See, Christmas Eve, there's just an energy about it. And it does, that energy does transfer to Christmas Day because you're like in your PJs and stuff. But like the Eve, and it's weird too because during the day of Christmas Eve, it just feels a normal day. And then like around 5 or 6, it kicks in. Yeah. And you're just like, it's Christmas Eve.
And like being a kid trying to fall asleep. Because me and my sisters, when we were young, we all slept upstairs because our bedrooms were up there.
Yeah.
But when they were old and they got moved to the basement, we all slept in the basement.
Just so you're all together, yeah.
Yeah, so we could come even like well into our teens.
Christmas Eve is... And like, yeah, putting on a Christmas movie on Christmas Eve.
We would do the...
Cocoa.
What's it called? What's the 24-hour one? Christmas Story.
Oh, okay, yeah.
TBS would do that.
That's like a movie that I've never watched fully.
That one's great.
It's always on, and I've seen like most of it.
Sure, because that one's a lot of weird, like random pieces.
Yes. Would that be in your top five movies, Christmas movies?
Yes, definitely. Okay.
Yeah.
Because like Christmas Vacation's number one.
Okay.
Always. I'd put Christmas Story in there.
Yeah, probably. Christmas Vacation would probably be in my five.
Yeah. Would you put both Home Alones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Home Alone 1. And 2.
What about 3? Scarlett Johansson's in that.
Is she?
As a child. She's the sister.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. No. Dude, there's like Home Alone 6 now.
Yeah. There's a TV show, I think.
It's stupid.
All right. So for my fifth choice, right?
Yeah.
Christmas. Cheer.
All of yours are feelings. But that's Christmas, dude.
I had decorations. No. The whole reason we're having this conversation
is Jesus.
No, Christmas cheer. It's just the giddiness revolving.
It is. The energy in December. Because, like, obviously, this isn't our Christmas special, but we're talking a lot about Christmas. Yeah. The whole month is Christmas.
It's magical.
It is magical. Yeah. And, like, it does suck because when we were kids, I felt like all of December was snowy.
Yeah.
And it just had that vibe. Like,
we had
slowed down.
Warm Decembers.
But, like, lately, as an adult, I feel like we don't get snow at all.
I think it's going to snow this weekend.
Okay. I have to move this weekend. which sucks, but I do love a snowy Christmas and a snow.
If I've got nowhere to go, I love it.
A snowstorm with no plans. I remember
Saturday, Sunday.
I remember when I worked at FedEx, there was a big snowstorm and like we got cut early and it felt like a snow day.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this is awesome.
The one time I had that, I had to threaten to quit.
Because you're like, I'm not doing this.
Well, no, I slid through a stop sign. I'm coming back. Like, this isn't, and it was the day before I left for Taylor's bachelor party.
Oh, so you're like,
I'm not getting injured today. Like, fuck this.
You're like, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, like, that's one where I was like, I'm, like, you can berate me and get me in trouble when I'm back. Like, I'm not finishing this day.
And they didn't fire you.
No, and then later on, they were like, sent a chat when I was on my way. Like, all right, everyone should head back. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, they no fucking shit. Christmas cheer.
I think it stands.
Everybody's nice, friendly. We live in the Midwest, so people are normally nice and friendly. But
yeah, and like people are already telling me like happy holidays for like this weekend, and that's been nice.
I like hearing that.
I love it. Yeah,
happy. And everybody's just more like, what are you guys doing? You know, everyone's like curious.
There's room for excitement with everybody,
which is fun because
and
we
it's
don't
a
have
shared
that.
Excitement.
We don't have that anymore for anything.
God, I remember last year when my sister took a video of my niece and nephew on Christmas Day and they like ran over their presents and started playing with it.
Oh, the kid energy.
I started crying.
Just because of the pure joy.
Well, I cried and I was like, she's giving them such a good childhood. Like it was like seeing that in like two kids that I love was fucking wild.
Their dad's actually home.
Yeah.
Just all your traumas coming out.
Oh, God, I remember. We've talked about this plenty of times, but the Christmas before he left for Iraq and a news station was in my house
Christmas
Day.
Yeah, that's
filling me open presents. That's weird.
Yeah, that's
and they're like,
that's probably why you were crying because you're like, there's no film.
Yeah, and they're like, are you gonna miss them? Like, they're taking camera. Like, yeah,
those people had to work on Christmas too. They had to come to your house.
They had to go to a sad family's house and convince themselves they're making art. Why did we agree to that? Who, like, was it my mom or my dad that, like, agreed to do that? And who approached them?
Yeah, how did that?
I've never heard that side of it. Why were we the family they filmed on Christmas about our dad leaving?
Yeah, because they got to do a story, but they
do
gotta...
they? Couldn't they just talk about it?
They gotta get emotional clicks, dude.
I guess, but it was me as a, like, 9 year old.
You gotta show the kids.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah, that's fucked.
That's weird. Now, the more I think about it,
it's really weird.
Why did we do that?
Especially when they did it on Christmas Day. It's not like they filmed it a few days
ago. No, because I remember on Christmas Eve, we opened more than one present.
Because you were like, our day's going to be busy tomorrow.
Yeah, because there's going to be a camera crew in our living room.
The van's going to show up with a satellite.
Yeah, your mom's going to cry because they're going to ask her if they're going to miss your dad.
And your dad's going to be like, yeah, I'm tough.
No, my dad was just like, yeah, it sucks. Like, there's a whole segment on him. Like, it's weird that we did that. And my sister was like, you know, it's his turn so other families can come back. And, like, also just, like, it was fresh off of 9/11. So everyone is still very, like, anti-Middle East. Yeah. So it's all weird.
Well, they're the enemy.
Were they?
I don't know.
That's the fucking thing. Like, sure, 9/11 was bad. But, like, we didn't even go to that country that they're from.
They came to ours.
Yeah, those few people. We sent my dad on Christmas.
And he came back.
It's still weird.
That imagine you, right, how you'd feel if he didn't.
Yeah, if that was my backstory. And yeah, he just never came back.
And you're just like, this fucking news station ruined the last Christmas I had with my
dad. Yeah, that is wild.
That's what happens to some people.
That is insane. Yeah, because, like, my last interaction would
have... They must have known he was coming back.
Like, there is a world where my last interaction with him was me writing him a letter about how I got in trouble on the bus. And I got in so much trouble that I had to write my dad. That was my punishment. He had to read that shit.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, I don't know what the fuck to do with this.
But then what if you do that and send it and it never makes it to him?
Yeah.
And then he's dead.
Right.
That's fucked up.
There is a world where that exists.
Yeah. Then you randomly get a box of his stuff and it's an unopened letter that you sent. You know, like,
I accidentally threw a kid's stuffed animal out the window of a bus.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we had to buy her a gift certificate to Build-A-Bear because she cried a lot.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm glad he came back.
Yeah, me too. Because that's a letter I wrote my dad.
Yeah, and he read it in the war.
He had to be like, okay.
Christmas cheer. Wow.
That's so weird.
Your last one.
Christmas
got us
cheer.
In the darkest conversation for Christmas cheer. I think I'm going to just go with, for my last one, Christmas songs.
See, it's on my list. Christmas songs suck.
It puts me in the mood. See, but, like,
they have a purpose.
I don't know what else to, I mean, okay, maybe this, Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner.
But yeah. I think I like Christmas songs better than Christmas dinner.
What, like, what are the top Christmas songs? It's not like there's that kid whose mom's dying and he's trying to buy her
shoes.
Well,
I really like the Nat King Cole Christmas album.
That's great.
That's a classic. I love, like, Sinatra Christmas.
Christmas Nights.
I love that stuff.
Seth MacFarlane, great Christmas album.
Oh, yeah, when he sang, like, Sinatra or whatever?
Yeah, well, he does a Christmas album.
Okay, I've never listened
to it. It's him and the girl from Victorious, the really hot emo girl.
Oh, shit.
Two of them record a Christmas album. That's my go-to Christmas music. Like, when I'll play that when we're setting up the tree this week.
Damn, my go-to Christmas music is August Burns Red.
I mean, the
metal Christmas album.
Those ones were fun.
Yeah.
Because there's Punko's Christmas, but Tis the Season to be Fearless is better.
I just don't like those. Record. I don't like those.
Because they're original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't need this pop punk shit.
You listen to August Burns Red.
Yeah, but there's covers.
I guess. Is it instrumentals?
Mostly.
Okay.
There's, like, Jingle Bells, I think, is screamo.
That's fair.
But, sure. Like, the rest of it's instrumentals, so it's, like, heavy metal instrumentals. Sure. But, like, heavy metal Carol of the Bells.
But at that point, I'd rather do...
Trans-Siberian?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be fun to see them.
It'd be a lot. It's just like Christmas hating you.
I know, but you're just like,
yeah, like,
let's
you're
go.
That,
like,
yeah.
That cheer, dude. I would have...
Yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah,
right?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Who's the other people that do that? There's a few groups that, like, do that, like...
Really?
Super, like, Christmas music, yeah.
Trans-Siberian, I think, is, like, the bigger, but they're, like, the...
Damn,
bum, ba da bum, bum,
right,
ba da bum.
Yeah, we're just build. Damn, what am I thinking of? I can't even remember.
I don't know either, but... I do like Christmas music, especially the classics. And especially like on Christmas Day, we always put on like Christmas classic radio and it's just playing the rest of the day.
I think Christmas music's horrible. Like, I can't even think of a good Christmas song.
Carol of the Bells, dude. All
right, Carol of the Bells is good, but like, that's like Christmas songs, like where they say and sing about Christmas. Those are bad.
No, yeah, like the church songs. Silent Night.
I'm talking like, the like pop Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
Where they sing about Christmas. Those are all horrible.
Baby, it's cold outside.
That's a weird one too, yeah.
Yeah, about rape.
It's rapey. It's not about rape.
Yeah.
Not she does say what's in this drink, and that's never good.
Yeah.
That's the rough one.
Yeah, that one's weird. But then what's her name is famous for her Christmas song.
Christina Aguilera. No. Damn, I cannot think of
her. I can picture her.
I can picture her too. Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey, yeah. All I Want for Christmas.
I haven't heard it yet.
Alvin and the Chipmunks? Their Christmas stuff?
It's fine. It's not good.
There's been a few times I've gone to the stores and there's Christmas music playing, and guess what? I like it.
I would much prefer seeing decorations over hearing music, though.
But like the decorations were up.
Well, yeah.
And it was like part of like the cheer and the.
It's a part of it. Yeah.
It's part of the vibe. It's part of the feeling.
Just write better songs.
I liked it. That was our Christmas blank draft. I do have one more thing before we go. So for Thanksgiving, we were talking about ending on like what we're thankful for.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun to end because Christmas is all about warmth. And I think it'd be fun to end the episodes in December with what made you feel appreciated this week? A little wholesome conversation.
Okay.
It's a kind of a tough question, though.
I got some good points from work, and I got some good reviews, so I was appreciated.
Yeah, you appreciated?
Yeah.
It kind of feels good, because when I thought about this, I was like, I kind of got sad. You know, I was like, am I appreciated?
I mean, like, not a ton in life.
It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like today, I got appreciated at work.
Oh, there you go.
So,
for
like,
what?
One of like the second high up guy up in the company.
Why did you say warmth earlier?
What do you mean warmth?
You brought up warmth for this topic.
This is like a whole. It's okay. It's a warm conversation, you know, about feeling good,
like
being appreciated.
It's cold. There's warmth.
Yeah, no, like it's a warm. It's a wholesome conversation.
Yeah,
it's warm.
That's why warmth threw me off.
I don't know. That's how I describe it.
All right.
No, but I like the second guy up in the company was walking around. And I was in the finishing department. And there was a bunch of like handmade stuff coming and there was a buffet and like a table that has like one of those like metal things that makes the top stay higher.
Sure.
And he was like, do you know how to do these stuff? And I was like, oh yeah, I did a buffet last week. And he goes, oh, by yourself? And I was like,
I'm a baby.
And I was like, yeah, dude, it was fine. And he goes, he like took a break and he goes, well done, man.
Thanks.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
holy shit.
He just went, well done, man. And I was like, yeah, it's
well done, man is a good one.
I was like, holy shit. Cause he's like, I usually have to rely on like the guy in the shop to come out and do these, but like,
damn.
And I was like,
well, that's a good interaction.
Yeah,
fuck like, yeah, dude.
Raise.
So.
Yeah. But I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That's nice.
Well done, man.
Yeah. That
he
is
said
nice.
Like a few times. And then I was just like, okay. And I put my headphone back in.
Thanks.
And I'm getting uncomfortable.
Just accidentally call him dad immediately.
Papa. But I appreciate all you guys.
Yeah, what keeps you warmth?
Appreciate all you guys listening. What keeps you warmth?
Huh? On those cold, lonely nights.
What keeps you warmth inside?
Moist Monday Podcast.
Send us an email, moistmondaypodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on the social media, whatever.
Give me whittling ideas.
Yeah.
Because I'll do a finger for this one, but I'm going to buy a lot more blocks.
Yeah, he's got to whittle some stuff.
Yeah, give me ideas.
Happy December. Be festive.
Let's be warm.
Love you, dude.
Love you too, bud.
Bye.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.
Yeah, just listening. Like where I get in the car, I'm literally just like this the entire time.
I hold it a lot too.
It hurts after a while.
It's not good for you.
No. Yeah, I know that too. But like, I'm not gonna pee in a bottle in my work truck. It's not FedEx.
You could.
I don't know if I could. I don't know where the camera's pointing.
Oh, yeah. Forgot there's cameras.
Like, yeah, then my dick's just right there. And also, it's different than in the back of a big truck. Yeah.
You could go two ways. You could lose points, or you can get a bonus.
Yeah, I just get like 10 points. Like, oh, my God. Nice piece.
Yeah, that'd be so funny if you just, a few seconds later, you got a bonus 10 points.
and just says nice.
Here you just go. Ooh. Anytime you need a little pick me up,
a little dollar here and there.